I'm the host of this show, and we have really had some wonderful information about keeping ourselves safe as the Labor Day weekend approaches, and it is the last hurrah of summer, so sometimes we do a little too much hurrahing, if that's a word, and it's so important we keep ourselves safe. And so, again, I want to thank Trooper Carrie Yaniff, who was my guest for the first half of this show. And now in the studio, I have Officer Andrew Duttler. He is with the Sioux City Police Department, and we know a lot about him now as well from the first segment. And again, let's talk a little bit about, because Trooper Carrie talked about on the road a great deal and gave us some great information. But for those of us who are staying at home with our grills and our coolers, what kinds of things should we be aware of to make sure we are safe this Labor Day weekend?
It's a great question, and maybe there was something implied there, Joanne. I don't know, but you mentioned the word cooler. When we come up on these long weekends, no matter what the holiday, people want to enjoy themselves, and sometimes that coincides with maybe enjoying an alcoholic or an adult beverage. And so when we come upon these holidays, we want to make sure that we stress to folks, if you feel like you've maybe partaken, you've had too much to drink, don't get in a car and drive. We are at a point in time now where there are plenty of ride-sharing services. You know good people in your life that will chauffeur you around. That might be a good option as well. And so we definitely want to stress the fact that you should not get in a car and drink and drive. Certainly, if you decide to be out and about, one thing that kind of coincides with these holiday weekends, like the road traffic, is pedestrian traffic. And so this isn't going to be a popular thing to say, but when you start talking about Labor Day weekend, we're also talking about the summer maybe coming to a close. Hopefully we still have quite a few nice days ahead of us, but people are looking to get out still and enjoy things, whether it's getting out and playing football or it's riding a bike or walking. And so we want to stress to those folks who like to walk, run, and bike, but also drivers as well, to pay extra special attention to crosswalk areas. Obviously, we have school coming up as well, and I know you're specifically talking about the holiday, but if we're going to talk about pedestrian traffic, we want to encourage those who walk places to use crosswalks. Kids especially, do not cut across alleyways and yards. If you're driving a car, make sure you're stopping short of that crosswalk. Make sure you're coming to a complete stop at stop signs and stop lights. If you're out there and you're riding bikes, particularly kids, make sure that you're wearing helmets. And so just like with the traffic on the roadway, we see a lot of people on foot. Labor Day tends to be a pretty nice weekend, and so we're going to have folks out and about, and we want to pay extra special attention to our surroundings.
And I know one of the things is sometimes, as you mentioned, a few too many adult beverages might cause individuals to perhaps revel a bit too much.
Yeah.
And I know that's a personal choice for everybody. But again, if I'm hearing my neighbors with the loud music and they seem to be getting a little boisterous, is it better to just kind of put on my headphones and watch YouTube videos? Or when is it a good idea to maybe reach out to the police department and say, I think they have escalated to a level I'm no longer comfortable with?
Yeah, no, you're asking great questions. These are questions that we get all the time. You know, my advice would be, if you have a good relationship with those neighbors and you feel like it's something where you can go over and just request that they maybe turn it down or keep it down, that is certainly an option. I would only recommend that one, again, if you feel like you have a solid relationship. I would never recommend that folks walk into a situation that's dangerous or uncomfortable for them. If it's something where you feel like it's escalating and you feel like you can maybe deal with it for a little bit and you have some headphones, or you're watching a movie or a game or something inside of your house as well, and you feel like you want to put the headphones on or turn your stuff up a little bit so maybe you can't hear the neighbors as well, that's always an option. when it comes to calling the police, we want to do whatever we can to help you out, of course. And so if it's gotten to the point where it's been going on for a prolonged period of time, definitely give us a call and we can come out. We like to seek collaboration and cooperation with people. And so our goal would be to come out and request that you know, the party kind of slow down a little bit, that the music be turned down, and have a conversation about respect and respecting your neighbors. That frustrates people sometimes in our community. Sometimes when we show up, we're expected to write tickets or take people to jail. And I'm a very transparent person, and I like to get things done in a way that is cooperative. And so I don't like to write tickets if I don't have to write tickets, and I don't like to take people to jail when I don't need to take them to jail. We're human beings like everybody else is, and so you could probably expect that kind of response from us. Now, if for some reason you need to call us out again because your neighbor's Labor Day is their favorite holiday and they just can't quite give it up, then we might be talking about some different enforcement action at that point in time. But there are always options. You should pick the one that makes the situation the safest for you. And so, again, I would never recommend you walk into something that you don't feel safe and secure about doing. But if you have a good relationship with those neighbors, that might be a good opportunity for you to go and ask that they turn it down. But certainly you can give us a call anytime.
Okay. One of the things you mentioned earlier is, a lot of times you discover yourself in what you called, and I would agree, life-altering moments. And I wondered if you are like me. I spent my entire career in the field of journalism, and quite honestly, I was always on. I was always listening to the radio. I was always reading the news. I was always watching the network news and the local news, and then I'd be writing down, oh, it sounds like a good story, or, oh my gosh, I'd like to look into that a little more. Do you find yourself like that too, always on, where your peripheral vision is kind of looking to see if this is a safe situation or what's going on over there? And I just wondered, if that was a commonality.
I think so. I mean, I know when you've chosen the career of law enforcement or really being any first responder, I think you're constantly paying attention to your surroundings, not just in the sense that, you might have somebody commit a crime near you or against you, but you know that when you walk into a shopping establishment, if something goes wrong or somebody's having a medical emergency, you have special training to take care of that situation. And so, I notice it with all the people I work with. There is an element of having to be on pretty much 24/7. And that's where, that mental health piece comes in, and talking about the idea of compartmentalization and self-care. There have to be times when you turn it off because it becomes highly exhaustive. And if you're not able to turn it off, it can get you in ways that maybe you never expected, and it will creep up on you. But when you live in a community of this size, it's just big enough that there's plenty going on, but it's small enough that you have a lot of information about the community as well. And so it becomes a balancing act of, when can I afford to turn it off? When does it have to be on? But one time it never gets turned off is when you're wearing a uniform. Sure. You can't do it. And the community expects that you leave that on, that switch on all the time. And so it's definitely a delicate balance. But yeah, there are definitely similarities.
And I really appreciated you saying all the glowing things about the Catholic education you received. How did that set a foundation for you to be at this point in your life, a successful, productive citizen employed by the police department? What did that provide you to set you up?
For me, it's mostly about one word, and that is accountability. And so I've made a ton of mistakes in my life. I'm pretty embarrassed about some of them. But the thing is, obviously, that's all of us, right? We all make mistakes. But growing up with two great parents and parents that felt strongly about sending us to Catholic schools, the one thing that I've noticed about the Catholic schools, and it was true when, especially when I was going there, and I believe it now too, is that there was accountability. I mean, when you did something you weren't supposed to do, you heard about it, your parents heard about it, teachers were unhappy with you, and there were consequences. I mean, and I'm not saying that doesn't exist in other school systems. That is not what I'm implying, but rather I know in my specific scenario and situation, there was a lot of accountability in the schools, and I appreciated that. And that's what I want for my kids. And that's why they're at Holy Cross now, is I know there'll be that accountability.
Excellent. One of the things I'd like to ask you, and I asked Trooper Carey as well, is what role does faith play in your job as in law enforcement?
That is a multi-layered question. Faith means something different to everybody, obviously. But for me as a Catholic, there have been some things that I've seen or heard about in the last 6 years since I've been an officer that you wouldn't expect to see or hear about as a human being. Things that you wouldn't believe unless you were in the shoes of a police officer. And when you are exposed to things like that, you start to lean on things in your life like your faith. And for me, there have been situations I've been in where I've found myself silently praying. I've prayed out loud on duty. And certainly prayed at home. Now, as a Catholic, there are many things that me and my family could do to step it up. And I think that would be the case for really whoever. But it's amazing that when those things start getting sideways at work, specifically as it relates to being a police officer, how quickly I revert back to the things that I learned in Catholic schools. And just the basics of reaching out to God about some of the more confusing and convoluted things that you experience. And it seems like over time, when you reach out to your faith, me specifically, the things that I believe in and the things that I was raised with, things tend to get clearer for me. And that's how they intersect for me. And it's been a blessing for me that I had the experience I did in the Catholic school systems and some of the mentors that I had, at Helan, still very close with some folks there. And so some of the ideals, in the Catholic faith are what get you through day to day.
Absolutely. And those are great testaments by both you and Carey, yeah, to what's going on with you both in the field of law enforcement and your personal lives too, and we appreciate that. But guess what, listeners? I know you are thinking to yourselves, aren't they about done with this show? And yes, that wraps up today's broadcast of Faith in Action. Faith in Action. I want to thank my guests, Trooper Carey Yaniff with the Iowa State Patrol, and Officer Andrew Duttler with the Sioux City Police Department, for sharing their stories and great insights and tips for staying safe this holiday weekend, Labor Day, the last hurrah of summer. I want to remind you, Faith in Action is a new show locally produced by Siouxland Catholic Radio. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m., and you can also listen to our podcast on fhcradio.com. Click on Listen Live and Podcasts, and there we are. And on behalf of my producer for this show, Ann Reed, I want to remind you, listeners, a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action is so much better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.